what am I? Even though there's still an I there, I haven't gone beyond that yet. Okay? But we're everything.
And nothing at the same time. And the whole... Go ahead.
No, I was going to start another transition.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the reasons why in the book, in my book, I have described not only how to experience the zero, but also how to experience infinity. Which means you have to really understand what is nothingness and what is everythingness. You have to look at both nothingness, everythingness, zero, infinity. And then you realize that they are really the two sides of the same coin. Literally.
Within everything there's nothing, and within nothing there's everything.
Literally. If a mathematician can understand that there is really no difference between zero and infinity, he will be able to come up with a theory of everything model. I wish I could talk to some mathematician and tell him, hey, you know what, figure something out and show that zero equals infinity.
Wasn't that what Robin Nugent was on to?
Yes.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yes.
You know, the beauty of realizing that nothingness and everythingness are two sides of the same coin is, or zero and infinity are the two sides of the same coin, is that then only you will look at the third side. You know what is the third side of a coin? Anybody, do you know?
Enlighten me.
Do you have a coin? The third side of the coin. I was saying nothingness, everythingness are two sides of the same coin, right? I was saying zero and infinity are the two sides of the same coin. When you realize that, then only you see the third side of the coin. I'll show you where it is. The edge.
Is the third side of the coin.
Have you ever noticed the edge?
Sure.
Yeah. I never thought of it as a third side.
It is.
Yeah. And that third side is...
thin.
It's very thin.
You know, I have...
So we never notice it. And that's the enlightenment thing. Yeah.
I had a Native American elder, who is one of my teachers, tell me that to examine this, you need to look at the moon. That you don't need to. But that's a way of trying to understand. Because there's a definite circle around the moon. So that would be three. And the dark side of the moon is one side, and the light
side
of the moon
beautiful.
Is the other side.
Beautiful, that's beautiful. It is so easy to get carried away by these two sides. Trust me, and you will realize this yourself. It's true with everything. What that which is very obvious, that which is very intuitive, very easy to get carried away by. If you want to look at the third side of the coin, you'll have the most counterintuitive thing to do. So you'll have to transcend intuition, obviously transcend intellect, and simply focus on direct experience. And you can actually experience those states, as I've described in the book. A mathematician, a great mathematician, that's the question they ask when they look themselves in the mirror every day. What is a zero? What is infinity? That's all their thing is, and they can't find the answer. But the answer is right there in the direct experience. And then they will realize, oh, all along I have been trying to give a value to nothing, which is zero. Oh, all along I have been trying to give the value to everything, which is infinity. And that is the error, that I have been trying to quantify the unquantifiable.
Well,